this has really been on my heart. Really has. That so many people are hurt all the time, and they live in pain all the time. And I made a statement, and I'm just going to make it again because I think it's true. I can't prove it with, you know, I can, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, but I believe it's true. Let me tell you what I believe, and then you can decide for yourself. Okay? You take a football stadium, all right? A football stadium, we understand that. Put 50,000 people in the football stadium, all right? Got it. Then you make an announcement. The announcement is, how many people here are physically sick? Something physically wrong. You're going to get, in 50,000 people, a lot of folks that are physically sick. And if you ask them again, how many people here are well, you know, that you get a whole lot of people. But if I ask the question, how many people have soul, spirit hurts? Something inside your soul, something inside your spirit needs healing. I guarantee you, I can't do that physically, of course, but I've never met anyone, perhaps you have, perhaps it's you, I pray it is, that can say, I have no soul, spirit, hearts. None. Zero. How many could say that in that football stadium? How many can say that from the people you know? There's more people, in my opinion, that has soul, spirit, hearts, and need healing than people that are physically something wrong with them and need healing. There's people, they can be as strong as an ox, as the old saying goes, and inside they are hurting. With that in mind, we're going to be teaching this in the next few moments. Teaching this in the next few moments. Reaching out that way so we can help people. Healing hurts in the soul and spirit. Let's do just for a moment a review. Just a review, about 5 minutes, for what we talked about yesterday. Jesus said in Luke chapter 4, 18 through 20, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Heal the brokenhearted. That's our major verse. What's the definition of soul, spirit, hurts? Soul, spirit, hurts are hurts on the inside of a person. They are wounds to the soul or spirit of man that is carried and are experienced within the person himself. Bear with me. Allergies. They're not physical and cannot be seen. Their presence is revealed by their symptoms, by the manifested evidence of unhealed emotions, behaviors, and thoughts. That's basically soul, spirit, hearts. Is it interesting? Before I started this, I wasn't coughing. And now I am. Isn't that interesting how the enemy does not want you to hear this? But you're gonna anyway. Soul, spirit hurts. There's a purpose that God has. Let me just give you some scriptures. In Deuteronomy 6:23, it says, but he brought us out from there to bring us in and gives us the land that he promised on oath of our forefathers. He brought them out to bring them in. God wants to bring out the soul, spirit, hurts in your life. He wants to deliver you from them so you can be free, that you can be blessed and special, whatever God has for you. He brought them out to bring them in. And then we looked at Exodus 15:26. None of these diseases of the world will be able to be on you, because I am the Lord God that healeth thee. I'm Jehovah Rapha. That's a famous passage about the name of the Lord. But I want to see something, and I want to show you something that is powerful. I'm Jehovah Rapha. The word Rapha means to mend or stitching up of torn cloth. Think of that. I'm the Lord thy God that healeth thee, and I am Jehovah Rapha. It's like I had an illustration yesterday. My mom sewing my blue jeans after I put a hole in the knee. Sewed it up, gave me back the blue jeans, and I went out to play again. Okay. Mending. Repair. Make whole. Mend. God wants to repair us, make us whole, and heal us. Talked about that yesterday. God wants to heal the brokenhearted. He's interested in healing the inner person as well as the outer person, or the physical. We looked at some scriptures yesterday. Psalm 147:3, he heals the brokenhearted, binds up their wounds of sorrow. Brokenheartedness deals with inside of us. And see, in Jeremiah 31:25, God speaks to Jeremiah, and he says, I'm going to satisfy the weary soul and replenish every longing and sorrowful person. Satisfy. Now, Isaiah 53 is probably an earmarked scripture dealing with Jesus himself. Now, I want you to hear this. I want you to notice the words I'm going to emphasize to you. Isaiah 53:3. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and like one from whom men hid their face, he was despised, and we did not esteem him. Verse 4, surely our griefs or sicknesses he bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Verse 5, he was pierced or wounded through our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon him, and with his scourging and stripes we are healed. Now look at the words here, okay? Despise, forsaken, sorrows, grief, despise, not esteem, griefs, sicknesses, sorrows, stricken, smitten, afflicted, pierced, wounded, crushed, chastening, and scourging. How many of those words are physical? And how many of those words are emotional? Let's see. Despised, forsaken, that's emotional. Sorrow, emotional. Grief, emotional. Despise, emotional. Not esteem, emotional. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words in verse 3. Verse 4, griefs, sicknesses, sorrows, stricken, smitten, afflicted. Let's look at his words. griefs, emotional, sorrows, emotional, stricken, smitten, afflicted. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 11 so far, right? Verse 5. Pierced, wounded for our transgressions, crushed, chastening, scourging. That's physical, right? Pierced. But you also have your spirit pierced, crushed. Your spirit can be crushed. Chastening. Your spirit can be chastened. Scourging. That's physical. So there's 1, 2, 3 more. 6 in verse 1. Look at this. 6 in verse 1. 6. How many in verse 2? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 11. How many in verse 5? 1, 2, 3. Wow. 14 words in Isaiah 53, verse 3 through 5, deal with emotions, inner persons, inner man. One or two dealt with the physical. Most of them dealt with soul, spirit, hurts. Ever think of that? Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19 again. For he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Okay, that's one. To preach deliverance to the captive. Receive the sight to the blind. Set at liberty then are bruised. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Okay, brokenheartedness is inward. Captivity is inward. Spiritual blindness is where? Inward. Bruising is inward. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4 more. You see? You grab that? You understand that? Grab hold of that. When you look up the Word of God in the ministry of Jesus and God's heart and David and John and Jeremiah, Jeremiah said in 17:14, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Notice, heal me, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, and I will praise you. Heal me. Heal me. Heal me on the inside. Heal me and I shall be healed. Save me and I shall be saved. John said in 3 John 1:2, beloved, I pray in all respects that you may prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. And over the years, it's been taken, shall we say, a little extreme in some areas. And leave it at that. David's prayer in Psalm 41:4, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I've sinned against thee. And of course, the famous Psalm 23, verse 2 and 3, he leadeth me beside still waters, he restoreth my soul. Here's God's heart for a soul spirit. Jeremiah 31:25. For I have satisfied the weary soul and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Psalm 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted, binds up the wounds. And again, Exodus 15:26. I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. That's spirit healing. Look at this, Isaiah 42:3. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not extinguish. Where's that? That's in spirit. Listen to Isaiah 11, 2 through 4. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, and he will not judge by what his eyes see, nor make a decision by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he will judge the poor. Notice what it says, and decide with fairness for the afflicted of the earth. Remember, most people are afflicted inwardly than outwardly. Inwardly than outwardly. John 21, 15 through 19, I preached about this a couple weeks ago. Do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. And of course, Jesus' job description in Luke 4, 18 and 19 comes from Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, the recovering of sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. These are scriptures dealing with soul, spirit, hurt. Now, let me just tell you some situations that causes the soul, spirit, to become damaged. Listen to this. Here's situations, and then I'm going to show you feelings. Okay? Death of a loved one, divorce, abortion, abuse, physical, emotional, verbal, sexual, war memories, disability, job loss, accidents, failures, childlessness, and too many children. That's situations. Now notice the feelings, the hurt, loss, hate, fear, guilt, self-hate, revenge, abandonment, rejection, depression, and frustration. Okay? Now, there's different levels. I mean, there's different temperatures of this. We have physical temperature, of course. We understand that. But hurts are hard to gauge. We just can't measure them from the outside. You can't say, okay, feels like you have a temperature. Here's a thermometer. You have 101. It's just not easy to grab hold of because there's a little pain. Or, you know, they didn't pick me for the team. Or gut-wrenching pain. There's lasting pain, and there's, okay, didn't pick me today for the team. That's all right, tomorrow. See, sometimes physical, sexual, or emotional abuse goes on for years. Unfaithful spouses generate pain. We know that. You know, there's ongoing hurt. Ongoing hurt. There's hurt that is absolutely ongoing. It seems to be there all the time. Never goes away. Now, it cripples us. It pulls us apart. It actually, it's like sitting in a spiritual wheelchair. Sitting in a spiritual wheelchair. It brings about total, complete crippling of our soul and spirit. It's just like sitting in a wheelchair. Can't move, can't walk. Debilitating. Here's a few. Hurts begin in the family and affect the entire family. Hurts affect the entire person. Hurts cause others hurt. Hurts cause lies, ungodly beliefs to be established. Hurts cause ongoing vulnerability and hopelessness. Hurts cause shame. Hurts cause defense mechanisms. Hurts cause us to wear masks. Hurts cause restricted growth. Hurts cause anger, disappointment toward God. Have you ever heard that before? Hurts cause block emotions. Hurt cause fragmented personality. Hurts lead to demonic oppression. Yeah. Anger, disappointment at God. That's a major one. We're going to talk about that in detail. Let's look at these. Hurts begin in the family and affect entire families. It just devastates dysfunctional patterns in families. And see, these inward pains, these inward hurts. See, what happens is that these families are blind to their own perceptions of reality. See, they don't discuss with anybody the problem. They're numb to their feelings. They just don't feel. No one can be trusted. No one can be trusted in my family. You know? And it creates more pain, more inner hurt. See, hurts that cannot be acknowledged, cannot be healed. I'm going to say that again to you. Hurts that cannot be acknowledged, cannot be healed. They grow up with unhealed hurts. The hurts contain lies, and they become trapped in the pain. I believe today is the day we pray for prodigals. I believe, I do, that the problem with the prodigals, the problem with the prodigals are soul, spirit hurts that generated ungodly beliefs that drove them away from God. I believe that. I believe that. Soul, spirit hurts. I've heard how many times I've heard this. Well, Pastor, you know, Pastor Lintcatcher said something and hurt me and I won't go back to church anymore. Hello? 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 I won't go back to church. Why? Because Sister whomever said something to me and I'm not going back there. And that led to disappointment with God. I'm not going to church anymore. Why? They're a bunch of hypocrites. How many times you hear that, huh? Serving God, why? Brother Appletree, he serves God, but look at him. Hello, hello, hello. Therefore, I'm not going to go. Because Soul, spirit, hearts affect all of us, the entire person, physical body. I believe that people are sick today physically in the physical realm because of soul, spirit, heart, ailments and diseases. And the devil takes absolute advantage of that. Behavior, self-defeating, restriction, shutting down of emotions. In the mind, painful flashback, ungodly beliefs, mistrust, distorted perceptions and goals. Emotions, fear, hate, self-hate, anger, grief, defeat, mistrust, shame, rejection, abandonment, all comes from soul, spirit, hurts. And then the spirit, dullness, oppression, turning away from God, not interested in spiritual things. It's like seeing life through gray tinted glasses. Seeing life through gray tinted glasses. Everything is colored. And all the dimensions of that life can be effective. Body, mind, spirit. I mean, it can all be affected. And they're easily offended. People that are hurt are easily offended. That's right. So because they're easily offended, they stay away. Very few friends. It's like somebody says, man, they're touchy. Whoa. I just said something here. Just really, wow, they're just, ooh, so touchy. That's soul, spirit, hurt right there. I mean, you can offend them asking them what they want for dinner. Get offended at that. They live like that. And see, these hurts cause others to hurt. See, it's contact me at your own risk. I am hurting. I hurt others and come near me. See what we have going on here? That's why they say that abused people abuse other people. That's why they say that fathers who abuse their children were abused themselves. Mothers who abuse their children were abused themselves. And the enemy comes in. Are you ready? And begins to affect their identity. Uh-oh. Trans, is that not what we have today? Hurts causes lies. Lies are ungodly beliefs. And they're established in the person's spirit. And what happens is they are trapped. Have you heard that before? I am trapped in this body. I'm trapped in this body. I'm really a woman. I'm really a man. I'm trapped here. I'm trapped. Is that not what's happening now? Is that not what happened now? I want somebody to ask some of these people, these trans, who hurt you and what was your hurt in your life? That's what I want to ask them. Who hurt you? That you are a woman and you want to become a man, you're a man, you become a woman, and you identify with just nonsense. I heard the other day that there's 400 different identities. 400? There's only two, male and female. Created he them. Now there's 400 identifications. And some are just absolutely nonsense. I heard one person identify that their identity is in outer space. So if you said, what's your identity? They'd say, outer space. What do you mean outer space? I mean, look through a telescope and see outer space. That, oh yeah, I identify with that. That's me. So you're an outer space person. That's why I'm an outer space person. Now, beloved, that's where we're at. So you meet a person, and you say, well, my pronoun is outer space. Outer space? Yes, I identify with outer space. You know, up there somewhere in outer space. I'd like to ask that person, where's your hurt? Who hurt you?
And you say, well, my pronoun...
The monitors just went off, so... Let me do one more. Hurts cause ongoing vulnerability and hopelessness. Hopelessness. I'm hopeless. There's a hopelessness here. A feeling of vulnerability and hopelessness. I'm vulnerable and I'm hopeless. We'll deal with more of this tomorrow.